Joan Osborne is our guest today. Her new album is her first of a kind of country folk soul that suits her well. We'll hear a live performance on stage at World Cafe Live, and she'll talk with the cafe's Helen Light. The performance begins with her cover of Dolly Parton's Do I Ever Cross Your Mind?
Sometimes I go walking through fields where we walked long ago in the sweet used to be. And the flowers still grow, but they don't smell as sweet as they did when you picked them for me. And when I think of you and the love we once knew, how I wish we could go back in time. Do you ever think back on old memories like that? Or do I ever cross your mind? Do you ever wake up lonely in the middle of the night because you miss me? Do you, darling? Oh, and do your memories ever take you back into another place and time? And do you ever miss the feelings and the love we shared when you were with me? Do you, darling? I just wonder, do I cross your mind? I could kiss your sweet lips like I did long ago. And how often I long for those two loving arms that once held me so gentle and close. And when I think of you and the love we once knew, how I wish we could go back in time. Ever recall these old memories at all, or do I ever cross your mind? Do you ever wake up lonely in the middle of the night because you miss me? Do you, darling? Oh, and do your memories ever take you back into another place and time? Ever miss the feelings and the love we shared when you were with me? Do you, darling? I just wonder, do I cross your mind? Oh, do I ever cross your
so much. Thank you for coming out to see us. How you doing, Philly? Nice to be back.
Desire back to me. I want wonder who will the next fool be. There is a Spanish boy who also rides the A train. I want to tag him like a tiger, so I can track him as he moves around the city, so I can guard him like an angel. I wonder who
was the title track to this new CD called Pretty Little Stranger. And I think this one is the first single. So, coming at you. Check it out. But your voice is still ringing inside my head. Who divided up the days into hours, the hours into minutes? How could they really be that smart? Who divided up the minutes into seconds?
They must have had a broken, must have had a broken heart. I saw you way uptown, another girl by your side. I knew by your smile she was more than just a friend. I'm gonna bury my love in a coffin so deep, Lord, knowing I'll never feel your arms again. Who divided up the days into hours, the hours into minutes? How could they really be that smart? Who divided up the minutes into seconds? They must have had a broken, must have had. On the wall, here in the dark of the night, the world stands still. I'm reaching for the phone, that old number to call. Oh, but I know I can't stand to feel that chill. Divided up the days into hours, the hours into minutes. How could they really be that smart? Who divided up the minutes into seconds? They must have had a broken, must have had a broken heart. Who divided up the days into hours, the hours into minutes? How could they really be that smart? Who divided up the minutes into seconds? Must have had a broken, must have had a broken heart.
Our guest today, Joan Osborne, her new CD, coming out on Vanguard Records, November 14th, Pretty Little Stranger here. So thanks again, Joan, for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Very nice to be here.
Well, we do have that Philadelphia connection with the Relish album.
Yes, which was made right here in Philly.
Yes, so we have a warm spot in our hearts.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a warm spot in my heart for XPN, because whenever I'm in town working, I always tune into XPN. It's my favorite station here. So,
you've worked with many people, with Stevie Wonder, the Funk Brothers, the Grateful Dead, Phil Lesh. You worked with the Holmes Brothers and produced that. And now you're taking this trip to country folk soul. And
That's a nice hybrid term for it, country folk soul.
It's a beautiful new CD. Now, I just was wondering, how did you decide to do that and then work with Steve Buckingham?
Yeah, well, it's something that I've wanted to do for, you know, a long, long time, to make a country record. And I think back in 2003, when I was touring with the Dead, I had just finished opening for the Dixie Chicks on a six-week tour, and Willie Nelson was the co-headliner on that tour. Bob Dylan was one of the co-headliners. So it just seemed to be in the air for this, you know, six-month period, and I was bombarded by it, and I thought, well, now is the time, because I'm so inspired by hearing all this music, to start writing some songs. So I put some things together, and then Steve Buckingham called and asked me if I would like to do a guest spot on the Dolly Parton tribute record. That first song that we did, was a Dolly Parton song, Do I Ever Cross Your Mind? And that was the one that I did for this record that was a tribute to her. And they Steve heard it and said, wow, we should just do a whole album like this. So I pulled out this batch of country songs that I had been working on and said, hey, check these out. What do you think? He was like, wow, that was fast. You're a genius.
Now, how did you decide on who would be invited to perform on your new album? Because you have quite a few folks.
Yeah, I just have such amazing guests, people like Alison Krauss and Dan Kaminsky and Vince Gill, and you know, just it was really great for me because I made this record in Nashville, and I tend to think of Nashville as its own little hermetically sealed world, and that Nashville is only about country music, and they only know country music down there. So I didn't think anybody would even know who I was down there, but in fact. We were just welcomed with open arms, and a lot of people wanted to be involved with it. And Dolly Parton sent over this big tub of collard greens to the session, and it was amazing. I mean, talk about Southern hospitality.
Well, you did mention something about you didn't realize how difficult it would be to make this album a simple album.
Well, yeah, my style, I guess, of songwriting up until now has been a little bit, more imagistic, more flowery, more abstract. And, country music is about really simple songs and really direct emotions. And there's nowhere to hide in a country song, Yeah. So for me, it was a little bit difficult to kind of set aside my usual way of coming in the back door and to just say what I meant. And that's a lot harder to do than I had realized.
I heard and saw people singing to Who Divided, so I think they connected right
oh,
away
good.
To be able to do that. So I was watching in the audience. Thanks again for coming. All the best with the new CD. Again, Pretty Little
Thank
Stranger.
You.
Our guest today, Joan Osborne.
Get my dime. She down with her baby. Wind is full of trash. She bold as a street light, dark and sweet as hedge. With dime. She looks at me. I know any man sees you like I see. Follow down the side street, move in single file. She say, that's where I'll hold you, sleeping like a child. When in me, she say, every stone a story, like a rosary, corner Saint Helena.
it's a little crime. When I make my money, got to get my dime. We're down in the hollow, leaving so soon. Oh, Saint Teresa, higher than the moon.
Just a stranger on the bus.
Thanks to Philly's own Eric Bazillion for writing that song. Thanks to Jack Petrozelli, Andrew Carrillo for playing guitars with me today. And thank you guys for coming. This is great.
Joan Osborne doing One of Us on stage at World Cafe Live, the song that really solidified her career, one she didn't write, written by Eric Bazillion. One of Us. Her new album is called Pretty Little Stranger, and if you're looking for it, our World Cafe CD store can help. It's on our website, which is worldcafe.npr.org.